This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. On Trump, you know, among my areas of great concern, no, I do not fear that a republic as we know it literally is going to end. There's too much of that. As we said yesterday, the other nonsense from both sides. And it wasn't just yesterday. We've said it other times. It was notable when we got Elon saying there'll never be a vote again. And, oh, by the way, Oprah saying there'll never be a vote again. Get out of here. But he is going to have more people. Let's start here. More people in Congress, House and Senate, who are Trump supporters, like out and out Trump supporters just compared to Republicans. He's going to have way more yes men, butt kissers surrounding him who are sycophants in the White House, as opposed to traditional Republicans. The Supreme Court decision on immunity. If you don't think Project 2025 is going to be a part of it, you're delusional. And RFK Jr. RFK Jr. and health. My God. I don't trust RFK Jr. one-tenth of 1 second on health with all his conspiracies. Mass deportations, I think that's staggering also, even though I'm one who said over and over again the Biden administration was an absolute failure on protecting the border. But to just say we're just going to round up millions of people, oh, that's going to work out well. So playing to the worst of Trump's instincts gives me enormous pause. Our country's politics never being the same in the Hitler comparisons. Get out of here. I'm not for that in any way. Or that isn't my fear. I don't compare the guy to Adolf Hitler. I don't want him anywhere near the White House, but he is. And I'll provide my commentary in, you know, the limited role of a show. But do I think we're headed for another Adolf Hitler? Do I think we'll never have an election again? No. Nonsense. Among the texts, I look forward to midterms when people again realize what a catastrophic mistake this was. My dismay is with the continuing lowering of the bar for civility and humanity in our nation. I'm reading all sorts of texts here. Chad, did you speak to Major today? We wanted to, but I don't even, I know. I went to bed around 5 because we were on the air till 2. And I'm trying to remember when Major was still on the air. I think Major was still on the air then.
He was.
And I assume he then stayed on until their morning news. So Major, you came in, he said, I just need to sleep, right?
I sent him a note around 8 a.m., I think it was our time, and he said, yeah, I'm on 17 hours straight and still going. I will be sleeping this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quitter.
Correct. He'll be sanctioned. The masses that voted for Trump is very frightening. Thought the average U.S. citizen IQ was higher than that seems to be. That's garbage territory, which I don't buy in. Again, am I surprised both times that he has turned out to be the guy that so many people believe in as passionately as, I mean, it's immobile. He could. Smartest thing he's ever said. I could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue. And my supporters would support me. True. Now, am I surprised he won yesterday? No, because, I mean, I said it for how long against he and Biden that Trump would win. And I said it against Harris until the last minute. I thought he went so off the rails. Like, what was I yesterday? 50.0001 that Harris would win. But, yeah, I think there are massively better options for Republicans than Donald Trump. And guess what? As usual, I vote across party lines. So there was a Republican or Republicans on my ticket when I voted. Let's see. I'm worried to find a way to get rid of term limits. Okay, what about that one? How confident are you, Dave Harrigan, that in 2028, which he'll declare the greatest presidency ever, and his first presidency the second best, how convinced are you that he will walk away and say, it was great, it was a good run, I'm moving on?
Very convinced. I mean, percentage-wise, 98%. I don't think we're leading towards a full dictatorship here in 4 years.
Chad, why do you have to be so extremely negative towards Trump? It's just unbelievable, the BS you guys spot out and be so mean. These guys haven't even started the new administration yet, and you're just telling everybody how bad they're going to be. Come on, man.
Yeah, Chad.
I'm basing on what he did in the first administration and the changes that will allow him to do even more if he wants to. I also said multiple times what he said last night when there were many aspects of his speech, which was reaching out to the other side. I hope he does that. I don't think there are any signs, and who knows how many Democrats are willing to work with him, and that's another problem. I hope he is a brilliant, amazing, spectacular president. Because I am a citizen of this country, and I will never once threaten to leave. I hope he proves me wrong. He shouldn't care at all about a goofball talk show host, because guess what? He has won the presidency twice. The first one was the greatest upset ever, and the second one was the greatest comeback. And after what he did last night, he has rose up dramatically in presidential history. That's just a fact. Whether I like him, you like him or not, he has pulled off two stories that will never be forgotten in the history of our country. Jason DeRusha, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.